All right, time now to bring in our Santander Legend of the Week. And the man to my left really needs no introduction, the all-time leading receiver in terms of receptions, yards, touchdowns of the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Harold Carmichael.
David,
if I may shake your hand, how are you?
No, please let it be my pleasure.
How's everything going?
Everything's good.
Yeah?
Everything's good. You know, retired and all.
How is the retired life?
Well, you know, it gets a little up and down a little bit. Sometimes you get bored. But the best thing about it is that I can control my schedule now. I can do what I want. If I want to just sit and watch the Lone Ranger all day long,
which
I
you
can
do
that.
You love
which
that?
I do.
You love those old
Gunsmoke,
yeah.
You know. Listen at different AARP, different messages all the time. But, no, life is good, being very blessed.
Yeah, and we love seeing you around here, Harold, and this football team off to a 4-1 start. It's fun to watch this team now. You see a lot of youthful energy. It's amazing how much a quarterback can make a difference. And having Carson here and developing as quickly as he has, you just feel it throughout the building, don't you?
Well, it makes it easier when, you know, I'm not taking anything from Carson. It makes it easier when you have the offensive line that's blocking
true,
protecting this guy. You know, Carson, along with that offensive line, his learning curve is going to be way up there,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he has an opportunity to do a lot of different things now, not worrying about his backside, not worrying about the blitz and stuff. He can manipulate those types of things, you know, with a good offensive line. Really love to see the guy play. I just talked, saw him back in the locker room just now, and he seemed like he's way up right
yeah.
now, man. But, you know, that's a good thing, you know, but sometimes you got to, you know, step back and say, take a deep breath, let's get this thing going, and just keep doing it the right way.
And also it helps, Harold, when you've got weapons, as the Eagles have revamped the wide receivers, and adding Alshon and adding Torrey, big help. But also the way Nelson Agholor has turned it around. And I wonder if you can comment on that. Just the way Doug treated him last year and backing him off. Just, hey, calm down. Just breathe a little bit. Had you ever in your life gone through that
been
or seen
there.
Anybody?
Yes? Been there. You know, I kind of sympathized with Nelson last year. I said, man, I just wish this guy can just, the season, you know, just for him kind of be over a little bit so he can step back and just look at the things that he was doing. I used to do it on the field. You know, I made mistakes in practice, and people thought I was pouting, but I would go back and just, you know, squat, you know, sometimes I'd pull up some weeds and stuff or up the, what we had over at the...
the vet, which is your field of weeds.
You know, and I would just think about, why did I do that? The thing I came to is concentrating on the football. A lot of guys don't do that. You know, I say a lot of times now, guys, instead of catching the ball, they're worrying about the celebration, what they're going to do after they catch it,
right.
You know. But guys pretty much have to learn how to focus on that football, watch the football, then put it away. And I talked to Nelson about that. It happens to some, you know. I told him, I said, you're going to drop some. You play this game long enough, you're going to drop some more.
Yeah.
But now what you have to do is start focusing on why am I doing this? Am I looking the ball all the way into my hand? You know, that if you threw me a football right now, I'm going to catch it. Hopefully I'll catch it, but I'm going to put it away. Those are some of the small things. Those small things take care of the big thing. Watching the ball all the way, tucking it, putting it away, and the next time you do, you want to pop somebody in the face with a stiff arm.
Well, and he did that. He scored a touchdown.
Exactly.
He had the great celebration. And the NFL now allowing the celebrations. And I know when you played, Harold, the celebration rule was in effect. You were allowed to do whatever you wanted to do. And you guys lived it up. It was the Fire High Gang, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was rolling dice. What other stuff did you do?
Well, spiking. You know,
you spiked the ball up to the moon.
Yeah, I wanted to see how far I could you know, get it to bounce up in the air. But a lot of people thought I'm the one that started that rolling the dice. It wasn't me. It was Poe James. He was the first one to do it. And Will Wynn did it. And I said, well, that's pretty cool. You know, I'm going to do it. But I did it, faked it like I did, and threw it behind me like a couple of times and all. But it was fun to do. It was very innocent. You know, some guys now want to see, you know, how they can twist and manipulate their bodies now. But, you know, if that's what they want to do, you know, do it on a touchdown, not on a first down.
That's exactly right. Thursday night, the Eagles and Carolina play. It's a primetime game. Harold, did you enjoy primetime games? Is it a challenge to change your body clock and your routine and get ready for the primetime? Were there more nerves when you knew that, you know, Howard Cosell and Dandy Don Meredith and the crew were up in Monday Night Football?
No. You know, you had to, you know, what you worried about with that guy across from you.
Yeah.
Maybe they had to play the same amount of time that you did. It's times when you can hear the crowd, and there was times that the crowd was screaming. The only thing I could hear was running after you catching it or running along a touchdown or whatever, running play, whatever, just going down the field. You didn't hear that noise, Now, guys, I think focus on that, it jacks them up. You know, what jacked me up every, I get excited about a game, Monday night football games, was going to the mailbox the day before and seeing bills in there. I said, I got to pay bills and stuff. So that pretty much got me excited about playing every game. We didn't play a lot of primetime games. I think back in the day when we did play them, I was playing somebody like the Cowboys, and didn't want everybody to see the Cowboys beat up on us. But we gave them a great run for the win.
Oh,
Sure. They would beat us in the last few minutes of the game, something like that. Never really a big blowout.
Not going to happen tomorrow. The Eagles are going to win this game.
Thursday night's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We'd be watching it and, talking to guys, just keep it going, just stay focused. That's the biggest thing, just staying focused with what they're doing. October and November are the months you want to win in.
Yeah.
You win in those months, you can pretty much be in the playoffs.
Yeah, you can set yourself up for a nice run in December. Our Santander Legend of the Week, our legend always, every time we see him and think about him and know him, the great Harold Carmichael. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having
All
me
right.
on.